Welcome to The Sweet Spot. I'm your host, Corey Bradley. Part two, NFL free agency, as we prepare for the official start. Man, here we go. This is like one of the best times of the year, not knowing where players are going to end up, not sure where they're going to land. Those are being released when you don't expect them to be released or traded. And it's like, whoa, no one saw this coming type thing, right, Chris? So, man, Chris Liuzzi, man, welcome back for part two as we dive a little deeper into this second part of this series, right? The first part of the series, we talked about our personal wish list for the Steelers and the Colts, guys that we are hoping end up on our teams. And I know we had some similarities there with Kendall Fuller and cornerback, so we'll see if either one of us lands that guy. But today we're going to talk about the quarterbacks, man. We're going to dive a little deeper with the quarterbacks and those who are constantly in the headlines. For one, it's because of the position, right? But it's also because the talent is available. You got some interesting guys that are on the market that usually aren't on the market, right? So, man, Chris, give me your early thoughts on the quarterbacks that are currently looking for new homes.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, got some interesting ones. You know, we'll get into the details of some of those guys. And I mean, kind of like we had similar movement really the last few years, right? Like we've seen so much more quarterback movement in the offseason, I feel like, of late than we're used to seeing, like with big guys, like notable guys. You know, obviously Rodgers was a big one, but I mean, look before him with Brady and Stafford. Like we've had some big names moving. Like it's kind of become the new norm in a way, which is wild, but it's also fun because it gives us a lot to talk about and, you know, speculate and, and look at. But I think it's a pretty good group. I don't think there isn't that Rodgers Brady type, but there's a couple like really solid good guys. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I mentioned, you know, in our last episode, I mentioned, you know, gave some love to Tyrod Taylor. You have guys like him and Minshew out there, Jacoby Brissett's out there, some of these backup type guys. But yeah, I think it's a pretty good group. It's, you know, a good time to, whether you just need someone to plug and play for a little bit or you're looking for someone to give you a couple more years, you know, whatever it is, I think there's somebody out there. So no, I think it's a good group. And one of the headliners of that group is someone you're, you know, quite a big fan of. Hmm. And someone, there's a lot of speculation. Nobody knows where he's going to go. He had kind of an interesting, I guess, exit from Denver, I guess is a way to put it. But Russell Wilson, man.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking a little bit off air. He's visited a couple of different teams. You know, everyone's kind of anxious to see. He seems like he might be the first domino, just with all the buzz going around of like his visits to maybe sign somewhere. And for those who don't know, free agency starts here in just a couple of days on March 13th. So we're pretty dang close. Maybe it happens on day one. Maybe not, right? Yeah. Who knows? But Russell Wilson, what are your thoughts, man? And just a note, and I know you're aware, but you know, he has visited with the Steelers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
Hey. Could be your quarterback, could not be. But I want to say this to open this up, you know, obviously he's looking, you know, if it is with the Steelers. To open this up about Russell, though, just for the sake of asking, do you think Russell would go anywhere to be a backup?
No.
Or do you think it's starter or nothing?
Yeah, it's starter or nothing, and it should be that way. I mean, it's amazing the bad rep that he's gotten over the last 2 years, and it's like he's actually played well. You know, I mean, he had 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions this past season. Wouldn't you take that for any starting quarterback that you have? Wouldn't you take that? I mean, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would take that all day. I mean, his QB rating was technically 7th. Because I don't count Jake Browning. He didn't throw enough attempts. But his QB rating was technically 7th overall in the NFL. Like, I would take Russell Wilson in the heartbeat. This is a Super Bowl champion. This is a guy that's thrown for 334 touchdowns, 106 interceptions. Those who, with the calculation, that's like 3.1 touchdown to interception ratio. So I'll take Russell Wilson all day, man. I mean, and he shouldn't be a backup anywhere, you know? Like, as we talked about it last night, I can't remember if it was maybe off air, but we talked about how you mentioned it. You said there's 32 starting quarterback positions available, but there aren't 32 starting quarterbacks, right? Right there, there's not enough starting quarterbacks in the league, period. So, but every team has to field someone to be the starter, even if he's not a real starter. Russell's a starter, so wherever he goes, he shouldn't have to play second fiddle to anybody. It shouldn't be any controversy. It shouldn't be any battle. Russell, if you and he knows that. If I sign, I'm clearly the guy. So he's taking a visit to the Pittsburgh Steelers, taking a visit to the Giants. We know those two situations, right? We know those situations right there. If he goes to New York, he's clearly starting, right? Daniel Jones is not going to be an option. If he goes to Pittsburgh, I think it has to be an understanding like, hey, I am starting, and we want you to start. What do you do with Kenny, though? Now you got that little burden behind. You know what I'm saying? Like, but
or even
but,
Rudolph, right? Like your guy Rudolph is well
Rudolph's
free agent
a,
too.
Rudolph's a free agent, yeah. So if the Steelers sign Russell Wilson, Mason's not coming back. It's not. Because now, me personally, and it's not because Rudolph's my guy, but if you do sign Russell, I will sign Mason. If he wants to come back, I'll bring him back just because I can go ahead and move on from the picket. I can go ahead and move on from that. You know what I'm saying? You don't want this cloud over a team's shoulder of saying, well, you're bringing this high-caliber quarterback, and you just had this guy in the first round. You know, you don't want if Russell were to struggle, now you're dealing with that. But at the same time, right, I don't think there's many guys in that locker room that really believe in Pickett. You know what I'm saying? You kind of saw some of the receivers come out with Pickens and Johnson, and I mean, I know they talk anyway, but Mason Rudolph won over that locker room by going 3-0 in the last three games. You had to win every single one of those games to have a shot in the playoffs. The three biggest games of the season, you had to win each one, and then he puts up the two highest scoring outputs of the season in three games. 30 against Seattle, 34 against Cincinnati. So going back to Russell, if you bring in Russell, you gotta go ahead and I think pull the plug on Kenny and just wipe your hands from that.
And I ask you, as a Steelers fan, is that what you want? Like, would you say that's your most preferred outcome at quarterback? Would you say
who, Russell?
Yeah.
You want to go into that now? Okay. all right. So I'll do like this. Number five, Kenny Pickett. Like, I wasn't big on him to start. I mean, I always do it. I always do it every single year. I take three quarterbacks in the drafts. Okay, if my team needed one, these are my three, and I rank them. So he was three, Sam Howell was two, Matt Corral was number one. So Pickett, man, I don't think it's fair to him to really know what he is because the offensive coordinator situation with Matt Canada was so bad. But
yeah.
There's other guys I like and I'm comfortable with. You know, I've loved Mason for years. I've loved Russell Wilson for years. Like, Russell came into the league in 2012, right? I've been a fan. He the day he entered the league, he kind of became my first overall player. But I love him and Colin Kaepernick. Mm-hmm. You know, Adam Thielen. Those are three guys that I've always, just been some of my all-time favorites. And I never knew that Russell Wilson would become available now. So Kenny Pickett is number five. Like I said, I'm cool. I have so many other options that I would rather explore, just because we don't know what Pickett is. But what if he's not what you want? So I don't have time to waste. We don't have time to waste. We got Cam Hayward. We got these guys that are ready to win now. We need a guy now. Kenny Pickett, number five. Kirk Cousins, number four. I got Kirk Cousins, number four, man. We'll talk about him, too. I got him on the list just because he's a winner. But he is also 35 years old. Uh-huh. Do you play that game? Are you worrying about the age? Or are you just looking at, man, we need a three-year window to try to win the Super Bowl? I like Kirk, but I got him number four. Number three, this is where you talked about – Where am I going, right? Where am I going? What do I desire? So we already know number one's, right? We already know number one is Mason Rudolph. I think everybody knows Mason's my guy. Like, that's who I want. I've been wanting him for years. He should be the dude. He proved why he should be that dude. But so I struggled at two and three. I struggled at two and three just because I like both of these guys. And there's only two people we have left. It's Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. So, but the biggest difference there, as much as I love Russell, is a 10-year age gap there.
Yeah,
Justin Fields is 25. Justin Fields is 25. He just turned 25 a few days ago. Russell Wilson is 35. So as much as I love Russell, it's like, man, what if in the next 2 years you're back in the same boat and you need that guy? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got Russell Wilson number three. I got Justin Fields number two. But the flip side of that, you got Fields who you would have to give up draft compensation. Russell Wilson is a free agent. And you could possibly sign Russell Wilson to the veteran league minimum, right? So I'm cool. I want Mason. That's my number one guy. I just don't know if it's going to happen just because it's too much flirtation. I ain't going to say too much flirtation. I'll put it like this. If I'm Rudolph, I've proven and shown why I should be the guy, I believe. But where are the ties? You know what I'm saying? Where are the ties? Because they're going to always tie to the first-round pick, right? They're always going to give the first-round pick every opportunity he has to prove that he's the guy, right? Because they don't want egg on their face. They don't want egg in the face like, man, we missed it with this guy. We don't miss it. Like Colin Cowherd talked about when the Cardinals took Josh Rosen, 10th overall, I believe it was. The next year, they had the number one pick, and they took Kyler Murray. And Cowherd was like, I commend the Cardinals for going ahead and say, hey, we want Kyler. We didn't know he's going to be available. We didn't know a year after this we would be in this position.
Yeah.
We want a better quarterback. So it's okay if your first-round quarterback didn't work and you got a better option now. Go with the better option now. You saw the Jets do that, right?
Yeah.
They were Zach Wilson, but, oh, Aaron Rodgers wants to come here? Okay, thank you. Come on, Aaron. You know what I'm saying? That's where I am. You got Mason, who was already better situation, I believe, better option. Justin Fields, better option. Russell Wilson, better option. Kirk Cousins, better option. Kenny Pickett has no business being with the Pittsburgh Steelers next year. None.
Okay.
No.
I mean, you would know more than anyone, man, being the Steelers fan. And we'll see what happens. But I'll say, you know, one last thing on Russell. I think it makes a lot of sense.
It does. Make perfect sense.
For you guys. I'm not as, you know, I'm not as high on Russell as you are. I never have. been.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, where his strengths are, what he's been shown to be good at in the past, is a type of like team and offense that I think you guys could do and build around him and have the team around him. Like, you know, the play action with the run game that you guys could have, especially y'all just, you know, Arthur Smith is there now.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of stuff that makes sense. And with what we've seen him be good at, like I said, makes sense. And he's, whether you hate it or love it, a part of his game, he's very, you know, you kind of talked about it. He doesn't put the ball in harm's way very often, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And for you guys, that might just be all you need.
It is.
And so,
yeah,
I think it makes a lot of sense for, like, as you said, a team that's ready to win now.
Mm-hmm.
Easier said than done, right? With the AFC being what it is.
Yeah.
Ready to win now. They got the defense to do it. They got the coach to do it. Yeah, so hey, I think it makes a lot of sense, and we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll find out next week. Might be a Steeler next week, man.
Hey, and look, so look, that's why, like as I mentioned, as I did my list, I want Mason. I'm cool with Fields and Wilson, but all of that's not going to happen, right? All of that can't happen. So if Rudolph comes back, it's Rudolph and Pickett. If Fields is acquired, what do you do with Pickett, right?
Yeah,
I'm not worried about Pickett. I just wonder what the Steelers. Are they okay saying we're moving on from this guy? And it's not, like I said, it's not to him. We really don't know about Pickett a lot anyway. It's only 2 years. We don't know. But as you mentioned, as we talked about, man, Russell Wilson looks – you think about Mike Tomlin, as you mentioned, right? You think about that defense, as you talked about. The team is ready to win now. This guy has won a Super Bowl. He's been to Super Bowl. He's had a successful Hall of Fame career. The perfect plug-and-place type guy would be who? Russell Wilson, right? Because who knows who Kirk Cousins is after his injury. We don't know about Kenny Pickett. We don't know about Justin Fields. As much as I like Justin Fields and what he could possibly bring and what he could become into, this team is ready to win now. What if Fields doesn't really get there until 3-4 more years, you know, and where he really turns another page?
Yeah.
Russell Wilson is that guy now. And if you're trying to win now, it's Russell. So you ask me, do I want Russell? That's why I'm torn, because like, let me see. I want Russell, but that means Mason's not there. But if I but if I have to give somebody to make sure it's not Kenny Pickett, give me Russell, Justin, and like I said, if Mason is there, I just don't know whether the Steelers really say, hey, Mason, you're our starter, or they're gonna get or they're gonna do everything they can to make sure Kenny Pickett has a chance. You see what I'm saying? That's the part that scares me. I don't know about Omar Khan. Is he gonna? Can he handle that? You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, it just hit me. Omar Khan didn't draft Kenny Pickett. You know what I'm saying? That's not his guy. So, man, you ask me. I want Russell Wilson. I like Fields and Mason Rudolph's my number one guy. And when I refresh the browser, I'm looking. Okay, did Russell sign? Did Russell sign? Did Russell sign? And I want him in Pittsburgh, man. I do. Like I said, I just want it to be one of those three guys, Rudolph, Fields, or Wilson, wipe your hands from Pickett, and we got a shot, man. We got a shot.
Well, hey, like I said, we'll see. Might find out as early as next week. We might, but yeah, a name to watch for sure. Another, you know, we you've kind of mentioned the other two. But, you know, one of the other, you know, names to watch, and especially when it comes to free agency, probably arguably the biggest name out there, Kirk Cousins. And so you mentioned he is coming off the injury, right? And that is a little bit, you know, there are question marks there.
Achilles, right?
There's even a question mark where, I mean, we don't know what Minnesota's going to do. Like, I assume if Minnesota wants him back that he would go back, right? But let's work under the assumption that he doesn't. Let's say Minnesota's like, nope, we're ready to turn the page and look to the future. Where does that leave Cousins? You know, he's 36. You mentioned he's coming off the injury. Me and you can attest that we've always been Cousins fans on here. Like, I think he's been underappreciated for years, really. Like, is he a like top five type quarterback? No, he's always been really, really good. He is a starting level quality quarterback and always has been. And so you think about a team that would want him is honestly kind of like you guys, right? Like a team that's ready to try and win now is a team that would make a lot of sense for him. And it might be the most written about possibility from what I've seen, but you know, a lot of buzz between him and Atlanta, and I got to say, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
really. Like, and if I were to place him somewhere, it would probably be Atlanta. You know, Atlanta quarterback play has kind of been their big thing hurting them, and I can say like I would like Ridder to get more time, but with a defense that's honestly pretty solid, like they played well, better than their numbers would suggest, and then they got some skill players over there on offense. I mean, they've really hit offensive skill positions in the last, you know, couple of years. They've invested a lot of capital there. They just need a quarterback. And so they go and get, you know, Raheem Morris as their new head coach. They go get Zach Robinson. So you got a bunch of Rams ties from the McVay tree. And I think about like what that offense does. You think about like what Stafford does. Like Cousins just makes a lot of sense to me. And he would go to a division that is very winnable. I mean, the NFC in general is pretty open, right? But I mean, the Niners are still a beast, but it's you compare the AFC to the NFC, right? It's not the same, but especially that division. I mean, the NFC South, I mean, the Saints and the Panthers still got a lot to figure out, right? I mean,
you go 9 and 8.
It's just it's open. It's open. And the Bucs are good. The Bucs, and we'll see. I assume they bring Baker back, but like it's still open. Like even if you like the Bucs, like they're not like 49ers level where you just assume they're winning the division, right? And so, I don't know, man. I think Cousins would come in, whether it is Atlanta, whether there's somebody else. I think he'll bounce back from injury, and I don't know how much longer he plans to play being 36, and especially if injuries do start to become a problem. But, like, I think that would do enough for the Falcons to probably, like, I think they would win the division with Cousins. I'll go that far.
Yeah. So, but so as we talked about with Pittsburgh and Russell Wilson, like Pittsburgh's ready to win now. Russell wants to win another Super Bowl. That's a perfect marriage right there, right? Is Kirk? He hasn't won one, and you're not going to win one in Atlanta, right? More likely, you're not going to win one in Atlanta. So is he on the? But as far as the teams that are championship contenders and are a QB away from being a championship contender, there's not any available spots for him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's rare that you have that combination, right? Yeah. Generally, if you're a championship contending team, it's because you have that guy quarterback.
Yeah.
And so it's rare to find that kind of mesh. Like, I don't think even like with you guys, like you guys, the Steelers being a really good team, like the AFC is tough, you know? And so I would say, at least, and that's what kind of makes me think like Atlanta too, is you avoid that AFC, you know, bloodbath over there. Just they have so many good teams and all the young quarterbacks. And like I said, like, I think he very immediately, like to me, they would be division favorites just because of how weak that division is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, all you got to ask for is if you're, you know, trying to win it all of year, it's just to get your foot in the door, right?
Yeah.
Get in the playoffs, you never know.
March Madness, get in the tournament, just get in. Just have an opportunity.
It's not the best team that wins every year, right? Generally, it's who's best on that day. You can just take a bad day, and there you go. You catch somebody. And I mean, I'm not saying I would have the Falcons as my Super Bowl favorites or anything, but I just think it makes a lot of sense. I think they're a team that is better on paper than people probably realize that just really lacked quarterback play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
That would be an immediate, like, plug and play, like, good quarterback to have. And you think about trying to establish a culture too. Like Kirk's a good leader. He's been like he hasn't won the Super Bowl, but he's been on winning. Like I think he can help establish something there that they could continue going forward. Whether it's just 3 years or so that he gives them, like I think it would be an overall positive mark, like at the least that he leaves on that team. And like I said, I just think it makes a lot of sense. But what do you think? Do you think that's is there anywhere else you think Cousins could go?
Man, when I look at a few teams, I don't know what they're thinking, but you look at the Broncos who need a QB now, right? You have the opportunity there. The Raiders need a QB there, more likely. I mean, I don't know what these teams are thinking, but you're also putting yourselves in the division with the Chiefs, with the Chargers, and newly head coach Jim Harbaugh. I wouldn't want to stay away from that. If it's not Atlanta, I just don't know where he goes if it's not back to Minnesota. But like you said, Atlanta makes perfect sense. I've been more harsh on Atlanta just because they don't really. I feel like they hadn't pulled a trigger when they at least attempted to try to pull a trigger. I know they flirted with Deshaun Watson before Cleveland gave him that fully guaranteed contract. I wish they would have kicked the tires a little around with Lamar Jackson just to kind of let him know that we're making an effort to try to go get this type of guy. Justin Fields is somebody I wish they would try. I mean, I think that would be a home run, man. You go get Fields from Georgia and. You're going to sell tickets. You're going to have excitement. He's going to be dangerous. You talk about the division's already not strong, right? Go get Fields. He's available because the Bears have made it known. I think it has to be Fields or Cousins for the Falcons, and you're cool with either one. If you get Fields, you got your guy, right? You got your guy that you can hope to be your guy for the next 7 to 10 years. If it's Cousins, Cousins can give you 2 or 3 years while you find that next guy. You see what I'm saying? Like, Cousins can hold it down for the next 2 to 3 years as you find his successor. So I like that, man. I like that with Cousins going to the Falcons. If that's the move, like you said, they can win that division. I mean, the Buccaneers won it by going 9-8. That's what the division is. So
The door's open.
the door's wide open, and like you said, all you need is a shot getting the door. That would be a pretty interesting. And I think it'd be a good fit for everybody around. So the Falcons have to go out and either get Cousins or Fields. They got to do one or the other. They're not going to run it back with Heineke and Ritter, right? So they got to make a move, and it needs to be one of those two guys. If they don't get one of those two guys, I feel like they've already lost the offseason.
Though they are an interesting team to potentially trade up to, right? Like especially if New England bows out, but that'll be a topic for another day, come draft talk. But yeah, I think it's Cousins or draft for me personally, but that's just not being as high on Justin Fields, especially in like in a McVay style offense. I just think it makes too much sense. Like I know it's the obvious pick, but it just makes
But yeah,
Cousins to Atlanta just makes too much
it,
sense
it
to me.
does, right? Like you said, Zach Robinson coming over, former quarterback himself, under the McVay tree, as you mentioned. It just makes sense, right? You got a smart QB like Cousins, like you had with Matt Stafford and the Rams. It just makes perfect sense, right? It makes sense for Cousins, makes sense for Robinson, and
sometimes you just don't got to get cute with it.
You don't
The
have to get cute.
obvious move is the right move
It is.
sometimes, and I
It
think that's
is.
okay, and I think this is a case of that.
Yep. And it's weird because, like I said, it can be a win for you in the next 2-3 years. Like, just Cousins gonna be your guy next 2-3 years as we find that guy, and he's gonna hold it down. He's gonna give us a shot. He's gonna give us a shot to make the playoffs, win the division, and it, like you said, it just let's not waste time. They should already have this deal in place. You know what I'm saying? They should already have this deal in place, man. Don't give Minnesota a chance to go get him back and those sentimental ties that are there. Don't give Minnesota the chance to bring him back. Go ahead and woo him, give him the money he wants, and you're back in business. The Falcons are back in business, right?
Yeah, nah, it makes sense. That's what I'm calling. And hey, maybe another team that I'm just not thinking about comes
Hey,
in and it shocks me.
hold on,
That
hold
you
on, hold
never
on,
know.
hold on. I got breaking news for you, man. As we record this, now when you listen to this after it's edited, it's obviously not gonna be breaking news to you. But as we record, man, Broncos are trading Jerry Jeudy to the Browns. Jerry
Oh,
Jeudy
really?
is now with the Cleveland Browns, man. So Denver will receive a 2024 fifth and sixth round pick from Cleveland. So the Browns have been
Okay.
trying to they've been trying to address their receiver position over the last 2-3 years, right? And I talked about how that Broncos receiving core didn't really do much for Russell Wilson to begin with. It wasn't just Russell. I hate how they just put it all on Russell, and it's him and it's him. No, that Sauron Cass wasn't really the best either. But here it is, Jerry Jeudy going to Cleveland, man. another former Alabama receiver pairing with Amari Cooper, man. So, okay. All right, Cleveland. Okay. But this is what I'm saying. You get a new coach in Sean Payton. You get a new coach in Sean Payton. What happens with a new coach? I'm going to go get my guys. Okay, I don't want Russell. I don't want Jerry Jeudy. I don't want Justin Simmons or whatever it is. Denver's going to be garbage next year. I'm sorry. They're going to be garbage, man. But like I said, it wasn't just Russell. Quit trying to blame my guy Russell. It's not just him. He's actually played well. He had 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions last year, 7 best QB rating in the NFL. So don't bash my guy Russell as we talk about quarterbacks in this free agency episode. Yeah. So Cousins, we talked to Cousins, talked Russell. Fields next, yep, right?
One more.
Let's dive into Fields. Dive into Justin Fields, who, as I talked about him,
yep,
possibly, you know, Atlanta should be an option. Pittsburgh should be an option. It's not Chicago, because Chicago is just, they've made it known. We have the number one pick. They haven't done anything to douse the fire of them possibly taking Caleb Williams. Ryan Poles, the GM, has not said a single word backing Fields. He hasn't said a single word. He hasn't said, no, Fields is our guy. We're not taking the quarterback.
Fields is not going to be in Chicago.
It's not.
I would be shocked.
Yeah, it's not happening. Now, but before we talk about Fields, where he might land and where he should land, do you think that's the right move? Do you think that Chicago's making the right move by getting rid of Fields potentially and eventually in favor for Caleb Williams?
I do, personally. I said it earlier, I've never been super high on Justin Fields. I think his style of play, I guess, like he's a slow processor. Just his decision making can be a little bit wonky. Like he gives you a high floor because of his athletic ability and his legs, and maybe you hope that he can work on everything else while that keeps him like afloat, right? And like most of the splash plays and highlight plays you've seen come out of Chicago have been him and his legs, which is like a really good tool to have. I'm just not super sold on him right now to like be worth, like I would feel hesitant to give him like a big second contract, put it that way. So you're Chicago, you're in a number one spot. You have this, you know, prospect coming out that as long as you love him, right? We've talked about this mm-hmm. before, as long as you're sold on him, like I am all for them moving on, getting, I don't think they'll get much for Fields, but getting what you can. They have two top 10 picks anyway. Go get a quarterback, go get, you know, whether it's a receiver, whatever they're going to do. But I think it makes a lot of sense. What do you think?
You know, we talked about Ohio State quarterbacks and the rep that they have, right? I really, you know, I watched Fields in Ohio State in the game against Clemson when he was banged up and he, man, just came out in the second half and was in a lot of pain. But, man, just I've learned to give him a lot of respect from that game. And ever since then, it's like, man, this dude is a gamer. He's a trooper, man. So I like Fields. Like, I wouldn't mind having Fields, as I talked about in Pittsburgh. Like, just because, as you mentioned, the legs, Mike Tomlin talked about having that mobility at your quarterback position. And we know Fields is electric in the running game, right? But I think we also saw what happens when you give him, when we talk about young QBs, right? Give them young QBs, give them their top options are surrounded in skill players, and then you go get DJ Moore, and you see how DJ Moore has a career year. I never put DJ Moore on that type of level anyway, but you saw, I mean, he's been good, but you saw how great he could be and how much better it made Fields, which is, that's common sense. You get a quarterback, they talk about go get him skill players, protect him on the low line, and I thought we saw what the Bears could become when Fields is healthy, when they have actually talent on that side of the ball helping Fields and helping your gun quarterback. I think if it was me, it's a rare situation, right? This isn't the Bears pick. It's actually the Panthers pick. The Panthers, they moved up to get Bryce Young a year prior, and this is the first round pick that the Bears acquired from Carolina. So Carolina gives the Bears the pick. Bears have number one, Carolina's pick. They have number 9 of their own. And I think if it was me, if it was me, I'm keeping Fields. I'm a little more hesitant of pulling the plug on these young guys when they already say the quarterback position is already as tough as it can be, right? And then you're going into a situation where it's not a good situation. You know, is it fair if Bryce Young goes 4-13 this year? It's like, man, Bryce is garbage. It's like, no, he's in Carolina and they need a lot of help. Chicago has needed a lot of help for several years, right? I saw a graphic on ESPN the other day. It said Justin Fields is 10-28 in 3 seasons. Like, he's on Chicago. Like, he's garbage because they're garbage. Like, the Bears, but listen, the Bears actually had a really strong finish to their season. They went 5-3, man, in their last eight games. So I just feel like, and that included a win over the Lions, you know, I feel like this is a team where they are on the cusp because they have made the right moves. But mm-hmm. I like Caleb Williams, but I'm not ready to pull the plug on Fields just yet because he hasn't had a fair shake at it. Now, like you said, if they love Caleb Williams that much more than Justin Fields, that's one thing, right? If you love him that much more. But who knows? Who knows what Caleb Williams is actually going to be, right? You just don't know. You don't have a clue what these draft
are. And that's kind of the question, right? Like, do you feel like you've seen enough from Fields that you're like, yeah, okay, I know enough that we're going to ride with him and pass up the number one quarterback?
And nobody has to guts to do that, right?
We don't know what Chicago thinks. Yeah. That's the question.
But that's why nobody has the guts to do that. Nobody has the guts to say, we'll pass up on him. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to be that team 4 years from now. It's like, man, they had a number one pick and they traded. Did they get Caleb Williams? Nobody has the guts to say, hey, we didn't see it. Like, nobody can
see
it.
Well, and that's where it's up to Fields to make them not even have that question, right? We're having this discussion because we're just not sure on Fields, right? Whether you are pro or against Fields, that's kind of the question, right?
Yeah, but you said it's up to Fields, but is it up to Fields? That's what I'm saying, because he's in Chicago where they haven't done much to help him. Like, is, you know what I'm saying? Like, with a rookie quarterback or with a second-year pro, third-year pro, is it on him when his team is already bad, when his franchise is – like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it's Cleveland.
No, I mean, they definitely haven't done enough to help him. But
yeah.
You look for the flashes and you look for, you know, what he's worked on, and you kind of have to project. It's kind of like drafting, really. Like, you got to project, okay, well, like, what do we think he's going to be in a few years? And nobody knows. I mean, Caleb Williams, they presumably take him like we all think. He could come out and flop, and Fields is like a pro baller in the next tournament. You never know. Mm-hmm. You never know. Like I said, I lean more towards, like, I would take someone else and let him go, but I can't argue against people who would keep Fields. I get it. You know?
You're just willing to roll the dice.
Yes. Like, okay. I've not seen enough of Fields.
You haven't seen enough. Oh, man. Oh, dude.
I was hesitant on him coming out of college.
So
he's got a little bit higher bar to clear with me, I guess. Like, he hasn't won me over yet.
Yeah, and that's fair. That's fair. That's fair, because I have guys like that too, like, that I've never really been big on, and it's like, yeah, I told you. Like Daniel Jones, I was never big on Daniel Jones. So when Daniel Jones didn't play, like, I told you, yeah, I told you. And then okay, he has one good year, and it's like, okay, he's not the guy anymore. Like, so I hear you. When certain guys have already made that, they have to wow you. They have to, like, completely overwhelm you to really buy in. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I get it. I feel like there's been enough glimpses to give him another shot. Now that you started to surround him without the Claypools, and they actually traded for this dude. Anyway, but no, I'm with you, man. I'm with you on understanding where that guy started with you in the first place. I just feel like I wish teams had balls and would and would just say, like, you know, it's okay if we miss Caleb Williams. It's okay. Jaden Daniels, it's okay if we miss it, because we feel like we're going to run it back with this dude. And I say this, and I'm talking about – see, this is where I talk about Pittsburgh and Kenny Pickett. I haven't seen enough of Kenny to feel that way. I've seen enough dynamic from Fields to know what he could become, and he's already shown when you surround him with solid talent what they could actually blossom into. I haven't seen that from Kenny Pickett. So that's why I don't want Kenny, but I'm definitely cool with Justin, just because I think Justin brings a different level of game-changing ability than Kenny has. So
he gives you a higher floor than someone like Kenny, just with his legs alone.
Legs alone, right?
Like, legs everyone alone. Views like mobile quarterbacks as like, I think mobile quarterbacks give you a high floor because they can make plays happen that aren't there. Like, what would be a sack with a non-mobile quarterback is a scramble for a first down.
And you have to account for that. And as a defensive coordinator, you have to always account for that. It's like, dang, I can't go man on third down because everybody going to, you know what I'm saying? If I go man, everybody's running away from the QB. And if I don't put a spy on him, then he can run 15 yards because everybody's running down the field. So it affects your play calling every single. And because I feel that, I mean, even on the game, you know, if I'm playing Madden on third down, it's like, dang, I got to put a spy on him. I know it's 3rd and 8, but he could take up and get 8 yards easily. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So where do you have Fields landing? Where do you have Fields landing, though?
So, and maybe it's just this. There's two teams I think he can go. One team, I'm a little bit more hesitant on after our breaking news, but I actually would not have been shocked to see somebody like Cleveland go and get him.
Why is
and
that?
Mainly
though? Why is that?
And because I don't think it's that crazy to think Fields ends up being a backup somewhere and has to work his way back up.
Wow.
And we've seen Watson miss a lot of games, miss a lot of time. We saw Flacco have his little run. I could see Cleveland, because I don't think it would take much to get Fields.
When you say much, though, what do you mean?
I think a day three type thing. I really don't think
it'd
be that much.
He not even for a second or third?
I don't think they would get a second or third for Fields.
Wow.
I just don't think I don't really view him as that guy yet. And so I don't think he's going to get that kind of draft stock. But who knows? But I could see that. I had something like I could see. If he were to go be a starter somewhere, interestingly enough, I think Minnesota would be an interesting team to watch.
They would.
If they let Cousins go.
Yeah.
They let Cousins go. They go, okay, we're going to try and look to the future. They got to figure out what they want to do. Again, because I don't think Fields would take a lot of draft stock. It's like, why not throw a dart at Fields?
Yeah.
Like, why not? Like, if you're letting Cousins go, you're kind of punting the season anyway, right? And so you're saying, okay, yeah, we're ripping the Band-Aid off. We got to figure out the future. While you try and figure that out and look ahead, why not give Fields a shot? At worst, he doesn't pan out and you move on, right? But, like, I think that's a team that honestly makes a lot of sense to me.
I liked it.
I don't know if Chicago would
that's trade in the business. In the business, you ain't doing it. You ain't doing it.
That's the only question is I don't know if Chicago would do it. But just when I think of like teams that make sense, like I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's not happening though. Like you just said, like they wouldn't. There's no way when you do pull a plug. If you pull a plug that got on the guy that's garbage, you don't care. But you know, there's like you talk and you can at least admit that, right? You can at least admit that. Hey, Fields could still be that guy, right? You admit that, right?
No, yeah. I mean, okay, not. Like, I'm rooting for him. The door's not shut on him. Yeah. I'm just not sold enough to give him a second contract.
Okay,
right now.
So if it's a guy that you know who could still be that guy, and like I said, really hasn't had enough time to really evaluate to know, but you're not going to trade him in division, right? So, because you don't want to play that guy twice a year, and all of a sudden it's like, see? You know, so you got the Vikings. Who is your other team?
I say Cleveland was the other team. I think
that's your other. So you don't even mention Atlanta. You don't even mention Atlanta. You don't think the Falcons are even?
No,
I don't think
he fits in McVay offense at all. I think
he don't. You're right. That
doesn't mean they couldn't, and doesn't mean he's not. Like I'm not. I don't mean to take a shot at Zach Robinson. Like I think they could build it around him. But just from what we've seen, the McVay system, the way it's kind of ran, is like everything Fields is not good at, and so I just don't. Yeah, I don't like the fit there. But if he goes there, by all means, I hope he does well. But I just don't think the fit makes as much sense as maybe some other teams do.
Man, so if you already see how I feel about Atlanta and Fields. I feel like they need to go get Cousins or Fields. They got to be one of those two. And I'm cool with either one just because I said Cousins give you 2 to 3 years. Fields could be your guy for the next 7 to 10. And Atlanta needs some kind of excitement. They need some kind of buzz. They need something kind of, to boost them up. And you talk about Zach Robinson. This is the thing, too. Zach Robinson isn't Sean McVay, so we don't know what kind of offense Robinson really wants to run either. You know what I'm saying? Like he could be like.
I'm just kind of assuming it's a McVay style, but yeah, that is true. To be fair, that is true. We haven't really got to see what kind of system he decides
what he prefers,
to work with.
You know? So if I'm Fields, I think it has to be Atlanta or Pittsburgh, but I don't know because Pittsburgh liked him a lot too. But then it goes into draft conversation again. You talk about you can give Russell Wilson a free agent contract, you give Mason Rudolph a free agent contract, don't need to trade for anything, but. For me, man, if it's Fields, I think it has to be Atlanta or Pittsburgh as far as – and I think he would do well at either one. It's going to be interesting, man. It's just weird how – and this is how quickly the league turns on you, man. You could be the highest touted prospect in the last 10 years, and after two seasons, it's like – that's why Bryce Young, watch out, man. Watch out because they coming for you, man. One more season, they'll be like, man, did they mess up? Did they miss it? You know, and Tua had a great – Tua's been great, right? Tua's been really, really good. But they're still talking about, man, they should have had Herbert. And it's like, they're both good. Like, they both, you know what I'm saying? So,
part of that is also a spotlight on how much, like, the situation matters.
Yeah.
Miami went and did, I saw Daniel Jeremiah talk about it, and it makes sense. Miami went and did what Alabama did for him at college. They built a track team around him.
Yeah.
And say, hey, he's accurate, he's a quick processor, and he's good at hitting like those small windows. Let's build a team that takes advantage of catching, you know, the ball in those small windows and those kind of hits and creating space, and just let him run with it and let Tua find those guys. And he does. That's like what he that's what he was good at in college. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they start doing that in the NFL, and holy smokes, he's good at that too, right? Mm-hmm. We've seen it work. And so yeah, a lot of it's so, I mean, really so much of it's the situation for a quarterback too. And you know, you mentioned Carolina. I mean, as good as Stroud was last year, Stroud would not have been any better
Man,
in Carolina, right?
Exactly.
That's a tough situation.
Exactly. That's good.
There's just no shot. And so, and maybe that's what it takes for Fields too. Cause I can say, as someone who isn't as high on Fields, that you are absolutely right. And that Chicago did not help him outside of DJ Moore and Cole Kmet.
Mm-hmm.
And they leaned on the run game pretty heavily.
Yeah. Yeah. Heavily.
Herbert, you know, Herbert was good, but I just don't think, yeah, they definitely could have done more to help him. And maybe it is just a case where he needs a new scenery, new situation, and they can figure something out. But who that's with, whether it's, you know, I mentioned Minnesota, maybe a backup in Cleveland, whether it's, you know, Atlanta, maybe it's Pittsburgh, like, who knows, right? Could be some team we haven't even thought about. You never know.
All right,
but so. I mean, I do hope he can figure it out, and I just don't, well, I definitely don't think it'll be with Chicago, though.
Yeah, it's a foregone conclusion. This is not happening. Fields is no longer going to be the guy in Chicago. So you've said Cousins to Atlanta makes sense. You had Fields going to Cleveland, maybe Minnesota. You know, Russell Wilson. Where do you see him? Just as a kind of wrap up his part.
Pittsburgh Steelers. I think yeah. Russell ends up in Pittsburgh. I think that's another case where it just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does. It makes perfect sense, and I would love it just because, like I said, Russell's one of my favorite players in the last 12 years. Overall, you know, so I never envisioned that this could be a possibility, and I'm hoping it does become a certainty for sure. Like I said, I love Mason, that's my guy, but just because Mason comes back doesn't mean he even gets the job, because they're going to always lean towards their first round pick. So if it's like, you better get this guy now, go ahead and give me Russell, just because I don't want to roll the dice, or I'm scared to roll the dice and Kenny Pickett still ends up being the guy, and I'm just not there. So Russell to Pittsburgh, you got Kirk Cousins to Atlanta, you got Fields, maybe Minnesota, maybe Cleveland. I got Fields need to go to Atlanta. Kirk Cousins, if he doesn't go to Atlanta himself, maybe goes back to Minnesota. I don't know what these guys are going to do, but I'm saying Atlanta needs to get Cousins or Fields, and then the other guy can kind of find his way. But those are QBs, right? Those are QBs. As we kind of get ready to put a bow on this type of episode, give me your – just a quick rundown of your – so what we'll do, just how we'll do it, we'll do a quick rundown of the running backs that are available. Just like, this is your 5-1. This is your top guy, and then you can say on your Colts, kind of what you think your Colts need to be doing, and kind of how we can kind of look into what Indy needs to be addressing free agency, so they know how to prep in the draft. All right. So with the running backs, with me, man, I got Tony Pollard number 5, Saquon Barkley number 4, Austin Eckler number 3. Who do you think my 1 and 2? Let me see if you know.
I think 1 is Josh Jacobs.
And that will leave 2 who?
2. Derrick Henry.
Yeah. Yeah. That's me, man. That's me. Okay. Like, just because I love Henry, I love Jacobs, but Jacobs is like 26. You know what I'm saying? Like, and Jacobs is a much more evolved running back. Like, when I say that, he can catch the ball as well. Henry's never been known.
It fits the modern game.
Yeah.
For sure.
So Josh Jacobs would be number 1 back if that was the case. What about you, man? Who was your 5 guys if you had to put them in order? If you needed a running back and you had the cap space to do it, you got plenty of options, you better go get one of these guys. Who do you have?
Yeah, my list differs a little bit from yours, but this is just more of a case of is how good this running back class is. Like, it's pretty good. The guys available, right? Number 5 for me, DeAndre Swift.
Okay.
I know we, you know, is only kind of a 1 year. Maybe didn't do as much in Detroit as we wanted, but he was like, he looked so dang electric when the ball was in his hands.
He did,
and you know, and I think whether it's with Philly or somewhere else, like, I think he definitely earned like a solid, you know, give him a multi-year contract and let him do his thing. So number 5, DeAndre Swift. Number 4, Gus Edwards. I've just always liked Gus Edwards. I think I look for him in fantasy just about every year the last couple of years.
Yeah,
like, he's just a big, tough dude who's got more. He's a little bit faster than you probably think he would be. Gosh, it just seems like he always gets positive yards. Like, yeah, the dude just moves forward. I just think, and he's 29. He's not like super aged yet. He has way less snaps than some of these other guys, so he doesn't have the same wear and tear, especially when you think of somebody like Derrick Henry. Like, to me, and that's where I get a little bit scared of Henry. It's just, I mean, I was scared of, I mean, Tennessee past couple of years. I know I've fussed you about, like, good Lord, they're going to run Henry into the ground. But that's kind of the main things that Edwards has going for him, is he does not have that same wear and tear. So he's my number four. Number three, even with the snap count, I'm going to go Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
I mean, even with the wear and tear, I mean, he's still shown, like, he's that dude. He's still the king, right? Mm-hmm. He's going to go somewhere. I don't know who it's going to be with, but he's still going to go somewhere and still be really productive. I don't know if his, you know, 30 carry per game type thing like Tennessee like to do with him is, I hope that's behind him for his sake, but we'll see. But Derrick Henry, number three. Number two, Josh Jacobs. Yeah, you kind of nailed it. I mean, he's a prototypical modern running back. Like, he can be your bell cow. He's a big dude. You can get in the, he can be out there every single down. He can catch the ball, he can block, he can run. I mean, there's nothing he can't do, and he absolutely earned a good payday somewhere. I don't know who that's going to be with, but we'll see. And then number one for me, and this is probably not a shock, I've just always been a fan of him, but Saquon Barkley.
I think I've
taken him like the last two or three years in fantasy too, even though he keeps getting hurt. I can't help myself. I'm a really big fan of Barkley. I think he is just such a dang weapon, man. And he, I mean, I think especially we saw what he could do in New York with that bad team around him. Like, basically they just handed the ball to him in space with no blocking and said, okay, go be Superman and make stuff happen. And he would sometimes. I just picturing him with like actual like weapons around him and a good offensive line, and I mean, I can't even imagine what a team could do and unlock him. I just think he's one of those guys who's just a special talent. And I know the injuries are a little bit scary, but he's still the number one guy for me. I'm a big Barkley fan. I'm really excited to see where he ends up.
And this goes back to where you kind of see guys coming into the league to begin with. You talked about Yusuf Haim Barkley coming in. I wasn't as big.
Yep.
And you talk about Fields, he wasn't big on Fields, and I was. So it's like that's where you kind of – they ride it until they flip it, until they absolutely flip it in your mind. Like, okay, I got to get this to his props. Barkley, as you mentioned, though, this is why I have him as four, because of his injuries. If I can't if I can't trust you to be on the field, then I don't really want you on the team.
Because and I can't argue against that, right? Yeah, like you said, yeah. I have a predisposition towards Barkley. I've always liked him. It's gonna be harder for him to kind of fall off, like, my list than it would be for you as someone who wasn't a fan, right? And this is the inverse of that with Fields. And so, like, and Fields is going to have to do a lot more to kind of win me over, whereas Barkley, I'm going to, like, defend him for longer than I probably should.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, that's the way it goes.
That's how it is. Right? And it's not like I wasn't big. I ain't going to say I wasn't, like, I knew he was talented coming into the league, but it's just
Talent's not the issue with Barkley at all.
Yeah, the talent is there. It's just, okay, the draft position where he was taken, it's like now he's like, man, he's hadn't been healthy enough. But like you said, that's where the game is played. The game is played on the field, on the court, you know, on the diamond. Like Mike Trout's one of the best players in the world. If you ask people to give you a top five players in the world, I promise you everybody will probably have Mike Trout in there. But it's like the dude never plays. Yeah. I don't care how good you are if you're never healthy or to even give me what you're supposed to be giving me. So, yeah, that's an interesting group right there, man. I love Josh Jacobs. I hope he does not go to Baltimore. I pray he does not go to Baltimore. Please.
they're going to get Derrick Henry anyway,
stop.
Right?
Stop. I don't want them to get Henry. I don't want them to do anything well. I want Baltimore to always suck because I hate Baltimore and I don't want them. Anyways.
They're interesting, right, because they've done the running back by committee for so long, that's just what you picture. But with these guys available, why not go get one of them, right? Like, I think that makes sense.
They don't have the money. They can't have the money. There's no way they can have the money. Anyways, man, so that's our running back. You got Barkley number one. I got Jacobs number one as we get ready to see how this actually shakes out in the coming days. Man, so your Colts, though, as we wrap up the Colts and the free agency, we haven't really talked about them in this episode, but, you know, where are you seeing Indy as far as, okay, this is what they need to do in free agency to give them flexibility come draft time? You know what I'm saying? The Colts do have the number 15 pick overall in the first round. There's been different positions that have been slated there. But where are you – do you have a desire that you would like it to play out a certain way in free agency to give you some more flexibility when it becomes into the draft?
Absolutely. So it kind of hinted on this with the last episode, but I very, very heavy emphasis on defense. If I could be in Chris Ballard's ear or GM's ear, I would say leave the draft to maybe the first two rounds. We can look at offensive guys and then figure out from there. But defensively, especially with based on who's available, I don't think there's any reason we can't get one of these safeties that's available. We can't get one of these corners that's available. Like, the guys are there to plug those holes this year with this class versus, hey, if you need a receiver, I mean, I don't like compared to the class of defensive backs that's out there, I don't like the receiver class as much for this free agency. Like, Mooney's probably my favorite available receiver. And I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I like Mooney, but I just compared to like the just the corners and safeties that are out there, like,
Yeah.
I mean, we mentioned that we got the Kendall Fullers out there. You mentioned all the safeties that keep getting released, like, dude, and L'Jarius Sneed, if guys like that are available. Like, we have the opportunity to plug some like very like needed holes and gaps in our defense, and then we could just go get the best player available and probably an offensive weapon in the first round, and then
Okay.
plug and play from there, and be best player available from there. But if we want to use free agency to kind of fill gaps right now, defense, 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 defense. I will say first priority, I want to take care of our
Is
guys,
Pittman,
Pittman.
yeah.
I think I reload my phone every 5 minutes waiting to see if Pittman signed a deal or not. Really, we got to make sure that dude's taken care of. And then I really want Julian Blackman, Kenny Moore, and Grover Stewart back. Again, all defense.
All
That is
defense.
we
And
he
then
heavily where we need to be focusing on. And then the draft, let us get some young guys to build around Richardson. I think offensively is kind of the idea I have.
that's it, man. That's it. Like, I'm with you. This is what we talked about last night. We talked about off air with free agency. You want to plug in holes. So when it comes to draft time, I don't have to draft a need. I can draft best player available, and I don't have to. And that's why it's important to have free agency first and then to draft later. You know what I'm saying? The NBA flips it, right? The NBA has the draft first and then free agency. So, yeah, man. Well, Colts, 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 Colts. See what they do. Pittsburgh, see what the Steelers will do. As you know, Rudolph's my guy. Fields number two. And see, Fields and Russell Wilson, I can flip them easily because I see the upside with Fields, and I see the demand and the assurance now with Russell Wilson, and Russell's one of my favorite players ever. So, but I'm hoping it's one of those three guys. I don't want Kenny Pickett. We shall see in the coming days. But man, just wipe your hands with it. And it's not his fault. It's just better options available, right? It's not Zach Wilson's fault. He went to New York. The Jets don't ever draft a good quarterback anyway. Cleveland never drafts a good quarterback, right? Or they bailed on Baker. But anyway, it's certain places you go, Justin Fields to Chicago, certain places you go, you're really fighting behind the eight ball. It's so hard to overcome the deficiencies that the fresh franchises have. So I'm hoping it's Mason, Justin, or Russell, and we can move
Wait, like I
forward.
said, less than a week, we might see some
We'll
movement
see. We'll see.
on this free agent front, man. So we'll definitely have stuff to talk about here soon.
Those dominoes starting to move, man. Once one goes, it's going to start to fall like an avalanche. I believe it's going to really be a domino effect, man. So we shall see, man. Free agency, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Chris, I appreciate you always, man. I appreciate you always sharing your thoughts. And this is gonna be exciting. I'm hoping we're both excited. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can both be something proud of, because I've had some issues over the last 2-3 years when Roethlisberger stayed 2 years too long, and then we finally push him out the door. But then let's go get Trubisky to be his replacement. Like, do what? Who?
Right. Gonna keep Matt Canada a little bit longer
Oh
than
my gosh!
probably should have.
I'm tired of losing games 16-13 and 13-10. Think about this: you're losing a game where you get one touchdown. And you lost. But anyways, TJ Watt, last 2 years, has 24 and a half sacks. Steelers quarterbacks have 24 touchdowns. Watt has more sacks in the last 2 years than the Steelers have passing touchdowns. Go get a quarterback. Go get Russell now. If you got to do it that way, he's won a Super
You mean
Bowl.
that's not a winning strategy?
It's not going to last. And it's amazing. This is why Mike Tomlin's the best. This is why Tomlin's the best at what he does, to be able to be in a position to have a non-losing season ever? And you make the playoffs on top of that? Golly. Wow. Okay. Man. Anyways, Belichick's not coaching anymore. No more debate there. Tomlin's clearly the best head coach in the NFL, hands down. NFL free
It's him or
agency.
Reed. I don't even think there's any other guy. I
Yeah,
think it's
it's
him or
not.
Reed.
Yeah, that's the whole, like, shoot,
They're
Reed got
cheating
Mahomes.
now.
Reed got Mahomes. Shoot, give me something. Give me Mahomes. No, Reed's great. I ain't gonna lie, Reed's great. He's phenomenal because they did draft him. And they saw it. I didn't see it in Mahomes. A lot of people didn't see it in Mahomes, man. But we can say that for a whole other day. But a lot of people didn't see it in Mahomes when he came out on that level. And you can't, because why? You can't predict the draft and where these guys are going to end up. Prospects, there is not a can't miss prospect.
It's part of the fun, man.
It's part of the fun. It's all debatable. That's why it's fun until you know for sure. But Chris, appreciate you, dude. Let's link up again here soon as we get ready to see how the other shoe drops, right? Here in a few days, March 13th, and you got the little, you know, legal tampering type things going ahead before, but in the coming
days.
There's
going to be 10 deals assigned within the first 5 minutes. How did that happen, right? Certainly no tampering.
Yeah, this is great. Chris, always.
But all right, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm always looking forward to talking ball with you, just catching up with you in general. And yeah, just a few days. I'm sure we'll have some stuff to talk about. So we'll definitely reconvene here soon.
All right, man. We'll do it again soon. You heard it here on the Sweet Spot. Corey Bradley, Chris Liuzzi. Come back, check in, see how we dive into where these guys actually land up. And we share our thoughts on where they did sign, where they were traded to, and is that a good fit for the player and for the team? And as I always say, there's nothing better than being in the sweet spot.